Hello and welcome to the BNR Technics podcast. Our website can be found at www.bnrtx.com. And today we're going to be talking about booting from a USB stick, such as Linux Live USB and the many distributions that can be used on it. It's basically, booting from a Linux Live USB stick allows you to run an operating system right off the USB stick. What that means is something like Windows, an operating system, can be run straight from the USB stick without affecting any of the files on your hard drive unless you tell it to. This is great, for instance, if you're going to do some private browsing, you can use an operating system named Tails. What Tails does is operates behind a Tor server, therefore protecting your identity and protecting your privacy while online, and it deletes any cookies. And once you remove the USB stick, it's no longer connected to your computer, and therefore it's completely untraceable. It's also great for if you want to try out a new operating system. You just plug the USB stick in, boot to it, and go ahead and use the operating system as normal. You can even save files and install new programs as long as you have enough space on your USB stick with persistence. Now, this is useful also if you need to install, say, Ubuntu on a bunch of systems at once. Instead of downloading it onto all the systems, you can go ahead and just install it onto the USB stick. And then from the USB stick, when you boot, it'll give you the option to either try the operating system before installing, or you can go ahead and install it right from that menu. It's very easy, very user-friendly. I have done it multiple times. And from there, you can actually install Ubuntu onto many computers very quickly with the one USB stick. Now, the most popular operating systems for these Linux Live USB sticks are going to be Ubuntu, as mentioned before. Linux Mint is fairly popular. Elementary OS is very popular. It looks a lot like a Mac system would, as Ubuntu is kind of its own thing. And Linux Mint is pretty close to Ubuntu. Another popular one would be, say, something like Lubuntu, which is from which is forked from Ubuntu, but it's actually a little bit lighter, easier to run for older aging computers instead of Windows, which for a lot of people that have Vista or Windows 95 or XP or something that's discontinuing support soon, it's a great way to make sure that your computer stays secure as Windows stops sending out those security updates. Ubuntu gets a new update every about 30 days, I'd say. It's a great operating system. I use it on my laptop, actually. I run Lubuntu because Windows 8.1 is a little bit hard to run on it. It's very slow. Lubuntu, however, runs like a charm. And with these Linux Live USB sticks, if you're afraid to completely pull the trigger and go to a new operating system, you can do a partial install, which basically it takes the unused space on your hard drive and installs Ubuntu onto it, so you have both Windows and Ubuntu. That way you have all of your old Windows files and you don't have to completely commit to using Ubuntu, but at the same time, you have Ubuntu, you go ahead and try it out, use it, and you can use it just like a normal computer. It'll be on your hard drive. But like I said, you don't need to put it on your hard drive. Now, making these Linux Live USB sticks is fairly complicated. There's hundreds of guides out there on the internet. We actually sell them on our website at bnrtx.com. You can go ahead and buy them. They're $9.99 and free shipping. But like I said, you can make them yourselves. It is open source software, so anybody can download and do it. I recommend having at least an 8GB USB stick, as 4GB isn't going to give you much persistence to save your files and the like. With these USB sticks, it's good to pick out a faster and reliable USB stick, such as a 3.0 or a SanDisk USB 2.0. You want to buy brand name, high quality USB sticks to be sure that your operating system is able to run over the USB port, because it does need to read and write pretty quickly. Like I said, you can go ahead and buy high quality USB sticks right from our website at bnrtx.com. And if you want to know more about making one, there's hundreds of guides out there on Google. If you just go ahead and type in something like how to make a Linux Live USB stick, you'll need to download a program like Pendrive Linux or YUMI, which allows you to do multiple bootable systems on the OS. So you can have like a little bit of an Ubuntu system and also Linux Mint at the same time, so you can go ahead and try them both out. But unfortunately, with multi-boot, you are unable to install the system onto your computer. So basically, you'd need to do a single boot USB stick if you wanted to install them. With these programs such as Yummy or Pendrive Linux, there's actually an option to overwrite your whole hard drive. So you have to be careful and make sure you're selecting the right drive when you're making one of these. So like I said, once again, if you want to just go ahead and buy one for $9.99, we sell them on our website at bnrtx.com. It's a lot simpler that way. We ship it to you free. And they use the high-quality USB sticks like we talked about. Another great thing that these USB sticks are used for is programming. If you want to go ahead and like have a good program environment, OpenSUSE is a great one to use, as is Ubuntu. Ubuntu is great. I love Ubuntu. I use Lubuntu. I mean, it's the same thing. But it's great for programming because it has a lot more, like, it's easier to compile than it is on Windows. So go ahead and give them a try. If you want to see what they look like, these live USB sticks, we have plenty of information on our website. And of course, there's always Google out there to help you in this age of information technology. Thanks for listening. This is BNR Technics Podcast. Our homepage is at www.bnrtx.com.